Welcome again to another broadcast of Restoring Your Life. I think it's an amazing thing that we're able to participate in our own walk. You know, nothing is, you might say, predestined the way that we think it is, like nothing can change. Everything can change. See, the Lord sees our lives all at once. Let's take a look at this for a moment, but let's pray first. Father, we thank you for an opportunity to open up your word and learn more about your heart in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, what happens is sometimes, you know, we don't want to even make a decision or do certain things or make a change because we say, well, you know what? Whatever I do is not going to work. It's not going to change anything because it's already predestined. God already knows what it's going to be. And so I don't really need to do anything. Well, let's take a look at Abraham. Didn't he go to the Lord seven times and changed his mind seven times? Now, we can actually do that. We can actually change our heart. We can say, Lord, you know what? I ask you to forgive me and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. I asked Jesus to come into my life. You just changed your life. You didn't have to do that, and you could be stuck still back in the world. But no, you chose. See, the Lord puts before us choices, and it's up to us to choose. And here's the cool part. God does know exactly what's going to happen. He knows what's going to happen tomorrow. He knows what's going to happen before you were even born, what you were going to be doing today. Why? Because he sees everything at once. If you're going on a trip and you have a map and you lay it out in front of you and you begin to plot your trip and you go, okay, I'm going to go to that city, then I'm going to go to the next city. I'm going to get gas there. We're going to stay at that hotel. And you plot it. But does it always turn out exactly the way you plot it? No. You've got roadblocks, detours, floods, weather. Somebody had to go to the hospital. I mean, you've got a million little pieces that go on in a road trip. So God sees all these things. If you make this choice, God sees the end result to that. If you make the right turn, he sees the end result to that because he sees it all like a map laid out in front of him of your life. So let's say I'm plugging along and I'm going down the wrong way. God knows up ahead that's danger, Will Robinson, danger, Will Robinson. Okay, so what he's going to do is he might allow a situation to come into play to cause you to go right. And then somebody says to me many times, well, how come God didn't stop me from, you know, marrying that person? Or how come he didn't stop me from doing this? Because he put before you choices. Do you know that the choices that we make is from what is in our heart? So as you look at your life, stop blaming God, okay? All he does is sees everything. If you make that choice, he sees you're going to end up there. If you make this choice, he sees you're going to end up there. And he is with you wherever you go. Let me give you this one example. I was making a wedding dress for a lady, and I poured my heart into it. And I made several wedding dresses, and matter of fact, they were absolutely phenomenal wedding dresses, and bridesmaids dresses, and flower girl dresses. And I've never had one problem with any of these dresses. Well, here recently, I made a dress for this girl. I started making it, and she had a kind of an idea of a design. Well, we were going through it, and I was praying every step of the way, Lord, do I cut it here? I mean, God was with me. He was helping me make that dress, every stitch, every cut, every fitting. So finally, when the dress was done, she looks at me and says, this isn't what I want. So I basically was going down the complete wrong way, as full of my heart as possible, to do everything I knew what was right. But I was still going in the wrong direction, according to what I thought. But here's what the Lord showed me. Even though I was going a million miles an hour down in a different area, you know, the wrong direction, maybe not even a wrong direction, just not what the other person wanted. And I was going plowing 100 miles an hour down that road. Do you know that God was with me plowing 100 miles down that road? He was with me in every step, every stitch, because I was wanting to do it excellently. So no matter if I was going down the wrong direction, I was doing it with excellence, you know? And so he's with me. He is with me wherever I go, no matter what I do or say. He's with me. He sees everything. And if he sees that place up there where he sees me that is not going to be good, he's going to put a choice in front of me. He's not going to make something happen all the time. Sometimes he does. But for me, it's always been a choice. For me, I don't get miracles. I get healings. This is okay with me because now I have something to share with people. I have something to help people. I can actually lay hands on people and that they are healed. I've seen it over and over again. It's been phenomenal lately. It just seems like the Lord is pouring his spirit out right now. And I'm seeing miracles after miracles. Matter of fact, just the other day, my husband was working in the yard and he got poison oak and then he started getting gout. I'm sure some of you know what gout is. If you know what it is, it's a very painful thing on your toe. And so I just laid hands on him. I spoke healing into his body. The next day he was healed. He only had one teeny tiny dot of the poison oak left in that morning, and the gout didn't flare up nor did it hurt. It started going away. So here's the cool thing. We are able to pray one for another. See, it's a choice. I could have just looked at Tom and go, oh, poor thing, and not prayed for him. It was my choice to believe God that when we pray, agreeing on anything, it shall be done. So I did. I want to bring this up in 2 Timothy chapter 3, because many people call me and they're always saying, oh my gosh, my life is a mess. Look at the world. I don't know. I'm so scared what's going to happen in the world. You know, God sees everything. Remember, there's a big map. He sees everything and he's not freaking out. He just goes, oh, we'll just go, you know, there's a choice here for you to make. There's a choice there for you to make. So we have choices to make. But again, it's going to be based on our heart. If you are walking around in fear, you're going to make the fearful choices, aren't you? So you've got to ask the Lord, help me to stay out of fear and only choose what is righteous. See, that is a prayer that I want to instill upon you, is that when you wake up in the morning, you begin to ask God to show you his righteousness. Things are going to happen. Let's read. Let's read in 2 Timothy 3, verse 1. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. And all the way from verses 3 through 11 lists what the perilous times are. So I'm just going to throw a few out here for you. You can read it for yourself. Men shall become lovers of themselves. They're going to want what other people have. They're going to boast themselves as though they're something and proud. They're going to be disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, breakers of their promises, false accusers, without self-control, despisers of those that are good. They're going to be traitors, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. And let's go on to verse 7. Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Okay. Persecutions and afflictions, Paul said he had. But in the end, the Lord delivered him out of them all. So grab a hold of that for you, because in the end, the Lord's going to deliver you out of them all as well. Because it says this in verse 12, listen closely. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Now here's what the Lord is giving you a choice to do. But continue in the things which you have learned and have been assured of, knowing of whom you have learned them. You have a choice to either allow that stuff to just bombard your mind and make you feel bad, to think the Lord's not working out good for you, which it says right here, the Lord's going to deliver you out of them all, okay? Don't know when, but he's going to do it. And that we're to continue in the things that we've learned. In other words, stay in faith. Believing the perilous times will come. Believing that these evil will get worse and worse. People will become lovers of themselves. Awful things are going to happen. But rejoice. As a matter of fact, in 2 Peter, it talks about, why are you so freaking out over this fiery trial which has come upon you as though some strange thing happened to you? Rejoice and be exceedingly glad that these are happening to you. Because it says right there, all who live godly are going to suffer persecution. So I have to ask you a question. Are you suffering any persecution? Think about it. All. That means every person not just a couple or somebody who's living a prosperous life and have all these wonderful flowery things happening for them. I have to tell you something. I wonder if they're living a godly life at home. They might look good on the outside, maybe on a television show, maybe on a radio, but where's their heart in their home? This isn't to bring condemnation. It's to bring conviction. Are we sticking our necks out for others? Are we getting out there and living a life of faith and a life of excitement about who God is? Are we denying Him through our lives? Are we going out and doing things we ought not to be doing and not just and just kind of living our life? So what I wanted to do is pray for you because God sees everything, all right? He knows what's going on. He sees the whole map of the world out in front of Him. We don't have to be afraid. He sees it all. But in every direction that He sees on that map is a choice that we have. He gives us a choice to choose. Now, if we do choose left instead of right, He's with us going left. He says, though you make your bed in hell, I will be with you. So we're always with the Lord, no matter what. If you are His, you are His. There is no escaping that. He's going to not let you go, all right? You've got to hold on to that. But stop fearing what's coming on the earth. It has been proclaimed. These are going to happen. Be excited. Become thankful. Be, you know, look at the scripture and be the exact opposite of what's coming down in the perilous times. So in other words, instead of being lovers of yourself in an incorrect way, love yourself properly. Because the Bible says in Matthew 22, 38 through 40, if you love God, yourself, and others, then you fulfill all the law and the prophets. You got to understand how to really love yourself properly, not to want what other people have, but be content with what you have. You see, be happy, be thankful, have pleasure in God and His love. See how we turn that around. Turn that around in these last days. Become the child God created you to be. And even though you make a wrong choice, He's still with you and He's going to help you make proper choices. And again, it's what's going on in our heart. You got to ask the Lord, Lord, what is in my heart that causes me to choose incorrectly? Because I want to choose wisely. You know, many people who have relationships with people, they go, why did I get stuck with that guy? It's because what was in you had a need and that person filled it. You see, if God fulfilled your need, you would be choosing people because you chose them, not because you have a need in you that needs to be filled. Praise God, because He's the only one that can fill it, right? So I'm asking the Father now in Jesus' name to minister to every heart, that they will not fear what's coming down on the earth, that you see everything, that we have choices before us, and no matter what, as long as we are yours, you are with us until the end of the world.